Limerick FM at 20.
In today's archive memory from September 11th, 2011, Steve Reich explains the origins of his piece World Trade Center 9/11 on the JK Ensemble.
Maybe several months later or a year later, somebody, you know, from the press said, well, you know, are you going to do a... They knew I had done different trains. Are you going to do something about 9/11? And I said, well, you know, I'm working on this piece, Three Tales, which is a video opera, which is full of sampling and electronics. And he followed The Cave, which was full of sampling and electronics, which followed The City Life, which was full of sampling and electronics. And I just felt one more sample and, you know, I'm going to be out of here. So I said, you know, I have no plans, and if I have no plans, you know, then there's no purpose to do this. And indeed, for the next 7 or 8 years, I wrote nothing but instrumental and vocal music. And then I got a call from David Harrington from the Kronos Quartet, and David said, you know, we'd like you to write a third piece for us, and we'd like it to include pre-recorded voices. So I said, absolutely, you know, not knowing. And then I just thought, you know, what is this going to be? And I really was blanked out. I had zero. I had no idea. I had one thought. I want the last syllable of what someone says that came from Boston, and that N would be able to go on indefinitely through electronic means and then be doubled by the violin or viola, and the next speaker going to LA, and that A would be prolonged. And so I had this abstract idea. I don't know who's talking, I don't know what they're talking about, but I know their last syllable is prolonged, and it's going to form a kind of harmonic connection between one speaker and the next and become part of the musical texture.
4 blocks north of Ground Zero.
RTE Lyric FM, 20 years of music.